Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget, when you get to my site, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week by email. In addition to this being the 6th anniversary of our show, this is also the 4th anniversary edition of our newsletter. Every Sunday, like clockwork. And The article this week is about branding and the Q factor, and I think you'll enjoy it. We've gotten a lot of good comments about that article, so check that out when you get a chance. And let me introduce you once again, after all these many times, to our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Karen is not my older sister in Washington, D.C., but she is my big sister. She looks out for me and always has, and she's been an outstanding resource for us. She was one of the very first guests we ever had on this show. She's the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee and the president of We, Inc., Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be here, Jim. How are you?
Wonderful.
All right.
Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, it's another anniversary we're celebrating.
Well, you and I have our 6th anniversary coming up in December.
December 12th. That's going to be fun.
We'll have to get you scheduled back for that. Karen, what I know that, and by the way, folks, you heard me say this before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than the lady who's our guest this half hour. Karen Kerrigan she just amazes me, not only at the amount of work that she gets done, but the passion that she puts into what she does. I don't know anybody who cares more about small business than Karen. And Karen, you and your organizations have been working really hard for small business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere, men and women, and what are some of the things you guys have been working on lately?
Oh my gosh, it's a long, long list, Jim, but just some highlights. Let's see, of course, there's the big Medicare bill that's being debated right now, and
right.
As you know, the Small Business Survival Committee has been leading the coalition for permanent and universal medical savings accounts for many, many years now. We actually put forward that proposal at a time when it was totally politically incorrect to do so, and that was during the Clinton health care plan when he was saying, let's socialize our health care system. We're like saying, no, let people, you know, control their own dollars. And so we're at a point right now in this Medicare prescription drug bill that we do have permanent and universal medical savings accounts as part of that package. So that's a big issue right now that we're working on. Last week, we were engaged in the judge battle. We hosted a press conference at 4:30 in the morning up on Capitol Hill in terms of what the delay in bringing President Bush's judge nominees to a vote, what that means in terms of access to justice for small business and why these were good judges and why they deserved an up or down vote on the Senate floor. I sent a letter to President Bush last week encouraging him to roll back the steel tariffs. We're working with some of our friends in the Congress on spending initiatives in terms of cutting back spending in ways that we can trim the size of the government. I know that seems impossible right now looking at some of these budgets. We're working on this energy package, this national energy strategy where, again, another deal has been reached, so we're supporting that. So,
let's come back to the Medicare thing a minute, Karen.
Sure.
Because in the Medicare bill, that's where we have the opportunity to get the extension and increase or maybe take the lid off of the number of medical savings accounts we can have.
Jim, it's what we've been asking for years. Basically, it's unrestricted medical savings accounts.
Right now, it's $750,000 max, right?
Yeah, it's a pilot program. There's restrictions on it. Only a certain number can buy them. Only certain people can buy them.
As long as it's a pilot program, companies are less likely to invest in creating products for something that, that Senator Ted Kennedy could kill in any given year.
No, absolutely. We've had to work hard each and every year to get it extended for a year or two. And, you know, with that type of uncertainty around a product, you know, you're not going to have small businesses in great numbers buying these because they're going to say, look, I don't want to have to go out on the market and buy insurance again. And the companies that think that these that they may be interested in investing these or developing products, I mean, you know, they look at that sort of that date that they may go away, and that's not encouraging to them in terms of investing in that product. And there's other reform. I mean, one of the biggest things, too, Jim, with this is that with the MSA, under current law, it's only the employer or the employee was able to contribute to the account. So it was an either-or situation. Mm-hmm. In the new bill, both the employer and the employee get to contribute
so
to the account.
So it can be a contribution by the employer. We're going to come back right after. Hang on a minute. We're going to be right back with Karen Kerrigan after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us and for helping us celebrate our sixth anniversary. Thank you to Karen Kerrigan, our guest this half hour, for all that she's done for us. And Karen, again, as I've done many times before, on behalf of my audience, for all you do for small business and for all you've done for us, we thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for being around for so long here.
Karen, I want to come back to the medical savings account thing for just a minute. By the way, before we do that, I want to stop for a second. Folks, I want you to know about Karen's websites, because these are sites that are dedicated, devoted, and to small business, to entrepreneurs out there who are working without a net and trying to make it happen. And you heard me talk about this group before, but the Small Business Survival Committee is just an outstanding organization. They're well-liked, well-known, well-respected in Washington, D.C. When they say something, when they offer their assistance or their, you know, if they're, you know, going after somebody, they're very well-respected. And so anything that you can do to learn about them will benefit you. Anything you can do to help them in terms of joining their organization will help small businesses in general. Karen, give us that website, please.
Sure. It's SBSC.org.
You can go there to find out how your representative, your Congress member of Congress voted on small business issues. You can go there to find out about how your senator voted on small business issues. You can go there to find out about how your state ranks in terms of entrepreneurial, whether it helps the entrepreneurial soil in your state be fertile or not. There are so many things that are available there. A lot of daily and weekly information is posted. And also, Karen, the We Inc. website. Tell us about that.
Sure. Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. Again, it's a great resource site for women entrepreneurs. Anything that's impacting women entrepreneurs, it's on there, as well as great tips in the area of taxes and trade and workplace and healthcare policy. It's we-inc.org, we-inc.org. And again, we sign up for our weekly brief and any information about real interesting things that are happening in the world of women entrepreneurship.
One of the things that Karen does is, you know, she's not only does all the other things that we just mentioned, but she's also a columnist. And many of you have seen her column in the American City Business Journals around the country. So check that out too. Karen, back to the medical savings accounts. I'm considering one of those myself right now. I'm looking into them. I'm talking to some companies about that. And the main thing about medical savings accounts is it's we need to be moving our healthcare acquisition more towards portability, more towards the individual, and away from an individual's dependence upon the company that they work for. There's nothing wrong with a company contributing to their health care, which is what we were talking about earlier with the MSAs, but we in the century of the entrepreneur, we've got to be moving our tax code more towards individual control and portability of our health care.
It's right. And also, when it comes to, you know, pensions and retirement accounts, yeah. I mean, it essentially, and I think President Bush, you're going to hear him talking a lot about this this year leading up to the campaign. I got a briefing last week at the White House in terms of just generally the ownership societies, that individuals really need to take control of their retirement savings, their health care savings, their, you know, just the range of things. And you're right, when people move from job to job, or if they they're in a job and they decide to start their own business, they shouldn't be locked in because the benefits are there. They should be portable. And that's the nice thing about medical savings account, is that even though your employer may set up the account for you, which is a savings account for out-of-pocket medical expenses combined with a catastrophic policy, that even though they may set it up for you, that is your policy. That is your policy as an employee, and if you decide to strike it out on your own and start a business, or if you have to move, or if you start a new, you basically take that health care benefit with you. And that is, you're right. I mean, in this day and age, in this modern economy, that is what needs to happen with the range of you know, benefit packages, you know, that are out there. So
what's our chances of getting the things that we need with MSA, getting them the lid taken off, making them unlimited, and making them
permanent?
Well,
you know, that we got the whole package in this Medicare bill. I mean, we've got unrestricted. I mean, it's what we've wanted now for 10 years in medical savings accounts, or health savings accounts, as they're calling them now, which is anyone can buy them. All the restrictions are lifted off. They're permanent. They're a part of the landscape forever and ever. I guess you never could say ever in D.C. That language is in this Medicare bill. I mean, we fought viciously to maintain it in the conference report, because if anyone had read the news reports of what was the negotiations that were occurring in this conference package, that Ted Kennedy, surprise, surprise, and the left-of-center Democrats wanted to take health savings account out of this conference package. So we worked very hard on keeping Bro in line, Baucus in line, the two Democrats, and also keeping our Republican friends in line. And, of course, Thomas, Ways and Means Chairman Thomas was on that conference, and he was our supporter in the House. Grassley was our big supporter in the Senate, and he was on that conference, which was great. And then Denny Hastert weighed in as well and said, look, we are not going to have a package if it doesn't include health savings accounts.
Good.
And, of course, we've got the undying support from the White House as well. So,
Karen, hold
you know,
on to
we're,
that.
We're going
to
get MSAs if the Medicare bill is voted on by both the House and the Senate and goes to the President's desk.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Pintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the chairman of Small Business Survival Committee and the founder and the president of WeInc.com, WomenEntrepreneurs.com. That's We-Inc.com, or SBSC, for Small Business Survival Committee, SBSC.org. And is that WeInc.com? Is that right? Did I say that right?
We, a little dash in between there,
right.
We-Inc.com. .org.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
There you
both
go.
Of them.
Yep,
both of them
right.
are .org. Okay. Quickly, Karen, on the the Medicare bill and the health savings bill that's
yes.
in conference right now. When is it going to come out of conference? When is it going to pass? When will the president sign it?
It popped out of conference on Monday. Or actually, over the weekend. This past weekend, it popped out of conference. And, you know, the president and its supporters, including the AARP, much to the chagrin of Democrats, who are just beating the you-know-what out of them on the air for supporting this thing. So conservatives are not happy about it because it spends too much and it doesn't include the competitive choice that they wanted, but it does include MSAs. And
good.
It's going to be close. They want to vote on it by the end of this week. And, you know, so if you do want free market in healthcare, both in the short term and more importantly for the long term, I would encourage people to call their members of the House and the Senate at 202-224-3121 and say, look, vote for this package. the HSAs alone, the health savings accounts, are
right.
worth voting for this, because I do think it's going to have a positive long-term impact on Medicare, because people are going to be able to save for the future, for their long-term health care needs.
I predict that this is going to look like the welfare reform issue, Karen, you know, that we drug a lot of people kicking and screaming into welfare reform, and look at how much the country and people have benefited from that. And so this is going to be another one of those. We're going to drag people kicking and screaming into the health savings account arena, and once it becomes available to more and more people, I predict that we're going to have, I'm not saying it's going to be on the same scale, but it's going to be something that will surprise people, I think, how successful it will be.
Absolutely.
Let's move over to the energy bill. Why is the energy bill important to small business?
Well, you know, energy makes it all happen, you know. Get in the car, turn on the lights.
But, I mean, what is it in the energy bill that's going to improve
well,
things?
I mean, one of the most important things it does is it incentivizes energy companies, whether it's oil and gas, electricity, you name it, to modernize the energy infrastructure. I mean, right now, if we're going to meet our future energy needs, we're going to have to build out capacity. I mean, we are just, you know, according to the Energy Information Administration, we need to crank out like 40% more energy capacity in this country to meet our supply by mm-hmm. 2025. So we need to have a reliable supply of energy, we need an affordable supply of energy, and we need to be more self-reliant for our energy needs. And this bill does that. I mean, it takes advantage of, the natural resources that we have here, as opposed to, you know, shipping, oil, from the Mideast, which we're becoming more and more reliable.
After all this time, we are actually more dependent upon foreign oil than we've ever been, and we're going in the wrong direction, folks.
We are, and because we're just restricted from taking advantage of our own natural resources here at home. So, and you've got a lot of environmental problems in terms of permitting and all, I mean, hurdles in terms of permitting,
mm-hmm.
for electricity companies to put up more wires and, you know, all that other stuff. There's no incentive, you know, for our energy companies to do anything.
When is that going to be?
Again, the deal was struck on Monday. Everything is happening very, very quickly
mm-hmm.
here, and the leadership and President Bush, I'm saying the Republican leadership, would like to vote on that ASAP, and that could happen this week or early next week.
Great.
So
you got
again,
time to call some folks.
Once in an opportunity, to have a national energy
mm-hmm.
strategy, which hasn't been done for a long time. So this can do that.
Quickly, Karen, we got 30 seconds. Is the president going to roll back the steel tariffs?
Oh, gosh. I think he's asking himself that question, too.
I can help you with that.
I hope he does, because the cost of steel for small manufacturers has been, like, a major problem
right.
in terms of job losses, in terms of competitiveness, in terms of allowing them to compete against our international competitors. So,
mm-hmm.
My sense is he's going to, but, you know, don't count on that. I mean,
I hope he does, because we also have the retaliation, the tariff retaliation
Absolutely.
Thing looming out there. We got to
yeah,
worry about
hanging
that.
Hanging over our head, too.
Yeah.
You bet.
Karen Kerrigan, so much we appreciate all that you do for small businesses.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next time. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business Survival Committee and We Inc., Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. I'll be right back with Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.